With all the responsibilities and activities filling our lives, there are days when accomplishing everything seems truly impossible. We have this unmistakable desire to fully immerse ourselves in the present moment, cherishing quality time with our families, but instead, we find ourselves constantly reacting to the demands of the day without any relief. There's this undeniable frustration that is felt in feeling chronically fatigued that leaves us feeling at times barely functioning. Our baseline level of doing things in this life roots from being exhausted, and we are unable to gain a foothold on our tasks to truly savor the joys of each day with the people and the activities that are most important to us. We crave the ability to proactively prepare for the activities ahead, but the cycle of never-ending obligations leaves us feeling as though we're constantly playing catch-up. No matter who we are, we all have seasons of this. And so today, we're talking about how creating a healthy evening routine, a healthy evening rhythm, can help us in pulling ourselves out of this perpetual state of exhaustion and stress. How by intentionally doing just a few things can help soothe our minds and set us up to be more relaxed and ready to take on the activities of the next day by what we do the night before. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. If we aren't intentional about where we invest our time, we run the risk of letting life go by and even living days in frustration and dissatisfaction. On this podcast and in the free Facebook community and in the conversations I have with coaching clients, we talk a lot about creating rhythms in our lives that lead to success, how to do more intentional things so we can actively live out the call that God has put over our individual lives. And today's episode is all about finding the right cadence and flow to help you accomplish what needs to get done in the days, specifically evenings, and live with intention, peace, and purpose that is aligned with the desire that God has for you. What we do in the evenings really has the power to transform the way in which we wake up and the flow of the next morning. Rhythms are what guide us through the moments of our lives with purpose and direction. When we establish rhythms, we create patterns and routines that help us stay focused, organized, and even productive. They have the power to help us feel like we have a better handle on our lives. You can create rhythms in all areas of your life, and rhythms really truly provide structure and stability in our chaotic world. Having a nighttime rhythm and doing a couple things intentionally can make a world of a difference in helping us slow down, reflect, and even posture ourselves to take on our schedules and activities the following day with more grace and less stress. Look at the activities right now that you do before bed and evaluate the things that are cultivating growth and bringing peace. And then look at the things that are adding to your overwhelm, things that you may be doing that are adding stress and things that you don't really need to be dealing with. Just take a second and think about how you currently end your days. What activities do you do the hour or so leading up to when you lay your head down? Are you on your phone? Are you reading? Cleaning, watching TV, maybe even playing games with your kids. Then I want you to do something else that I think gets overlooked. Take some time to reflect on what you think about. What is consuming your mental space? Are you focusing on things that went wrong in the day? Are you angry? Are you stressing yourself out about what you have to get done tomorrow or the next week or even the next month? One of the biggest struggles I hear from women that make up this community is that they find it is so hard to live in the present, to do the things wholeheartedly that they want and they feel they need to do. It's impossible to fully be present in our environments when we're so focused on the past or we're worried about the future. And how much of our days are consumed with thoughts of the past or of the future? We long for peace in the present, but we rarely find it because we aren't pausing long enough to be mentally present in our present reality. But it's in this time that we're gifted the slower moments in life, where we can take a deeper breath easier and engage with our relationships in a more genuine, more meaningful way. For me, I crave nighttime, not so much because I want to go to sleep, even though some days that is the case, but because I've built in activities and rhythms that shield our home from the noise and the chaos of the outside world. Our evenings in our home are a safe place, but it's taken a lot of time to get here. Before, I would be checked out. I would do things that disengaged myself from my family. I'd be doing work in the evening hours in the home office, lying to myself and believing that if I just worked one more hour, I'd be able to get a head start on the next day. I'd spend time taking care of emails and correspondence and unnecessarily worrying about things I had absolutely no control over. I was also guilty of overcommitting myself with outside things that would suck up time that I didn't have, which would then force me to put my family on the back burner. Nighttime was never a time and space where I was present. It was always the time that I was catching up on tasks or trying to prepare for something in the future. I rarely took time to reflect on the good things that happened at the end of each day either. I didn't build in margin to express gratitude for all that I had. We were also guilty of having electronics and noise everywhere in the house until it was time to brush teeth and lay down for the evening. And so that added to a lot of chaos within the walls of our house. But these were the things that were apparent to me of what was adding to our chaotic evenings. But I want you to think of what are the things for you? When I evaluated what was going on for me, the things that were important to me, the relationships I needed to cultivate, the activities that brought joy, and also the things that were adding on unnecessary stress and overwhelm, it was then that I was able to make a change and build activities in that produced growth and cultivated more calm. So, a couple things you can do to help build a successful, more calm nighttime rhythm for you is first to really look at your mindset and maybe adjust it or tweak it a little bit. So many of us are task-oriented and it's easy to find our worth in getting things done. But every day will always have more things in it than we have time to do. So know the essential things you need to be investing in and build everything else around those things. For example, for me, I would try to get that last hour of work in to get a head start on the next day and then try to read scripture or pray or spend time with my kids after that extra hour of work. But what I was finding was that no matter the extra time or effort I put in, I always still had more work to do. And by the time I had gotten around to doing what was ultimately more important to me, I was too tired or justified putting it off longer. The second thing is to look at the activities you're doing leading up to bedtime. What sorts of activities are adding stress or maybe shift some things around if you need to? Putting electronics away earlier was a huge thing for us as well. Electronics are a slippery slope and 1 hour easily turns into 2 or even 3 without us really realizing it a lot of times. And then try to think of things that and activities that allow you to relax. Journal, color, give yourself permission to take a bath a couple times a week. You could call a friend, go on a walk with your kids. There's a lot of enjoyable things we can give ourselves permission to do that help with living in the moment. And then the last thing I want to touch on is to practice gratitude. And you can do this a lot of different ways, but some ideas are through prayer or journaling or meditating. And as I'm getting older, I'm really enjoying writing things down because I have a record of things as I take the time to look back on. And physically writing things out, whether it be gratitude or scripture or prayers, it has a way of slowing your mind down and to be present in the task that you're doing. So for me, I have a clear start to my nighttime rhythm. By the time my evening rolls around, I've looked at my calendar for the next day, so I have an idea of the expectation of what's scheduled. And my nighttime routine really starts when I make myself a cup of tea and get my Bible and journal out. I have time set aside to physically write out scripture, to pray and talk with God about the things that I'm thankful for, the things that I'm worried about, the things that I need help with. It's in this time that I release these things to Him. And with everything my family has been going through in this last year, I've involved my kids more and more in this as well. Reading scripture with them and praying actively with them nightly has been such a blessing. Electronics are off earlier and the noise in the house is quieted, and we're just able to just be with each other. We are all promised that when we draw near to God, He draws near to us. That's a promise. All of us were created in His image and to have a personal, connected relationship with Him. When we're out of sync in this relationship, our world becomes off balance. We start searching for things and striving on our own, but without God, our efforts only can get us so far. Our connection and personal relationship with Him satisfies our deepest needs and longings. Ultimately, God is the source of all we need, and we all can count on His nearness, whether we're going through the hard times or good times. How much margin are we creating in our lives to meet with Him? When we create time to reflect, we realize just how much fills our days. We accomplish so many tasks, making it really hard to unwind at times. We have moments when we just want the end of the day to come so we can collapse. We find ourselves a lot of times trapped in a cycle of perpetual exhaustion, where we dream of just crawling into bed and getting sleep. But none of us were created to function like this, and this isn't a great way to live. What I love about creating rhythms is that they're a tool that provides structure and consistency, but also allows for flexibility along the way with more grace. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and sometimes our best laid plans need to be adjusted, and that's to be expected. So this week, think about what it is for you. What little things can you start doing right now to bring more peace to your evening? What can you get rid of? What can you add that will help position you to live in the present and help you be more ready to handle the next morning with more grace? Give yourself time to do more of those things and see how it changes the atmosphere of your evenings in your home, and adapt and adjust as you try things out. And I pray that as you walk in this next week, that you remember God is with you every step of the way, loving and transforming you as you walk in faithfulness with Him. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools, and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.